So let's review. The Gemara discusses methods to determine whether blue dye is genuine tcheles. A braisa says, tcheles in la bedika, ve'ein nikhes ila min amuncha. There's no reliable test for tcheles. Therefore, one should only buy it from an expert who knows to avoid indigo. The Gemara challenges this idea by citing examples of Amiram who administer tests for tcheles. Apparently, there are methods for testing for tcheles. David, the Gemara answers, in la bedika ateima. The braisa means that there is no test for whether this dye was used earlier for testing. Therefore, one must only buy from an expert who knows that such dye is disqualified. The Gemara continues with a related braisa. Halakeach talis mitziatzis min hashuk. If someone buys in the market a garment with tzitzis attached to it, it depends. Miyisrael harehi b'cheskasa. If he bought it from a Jew, he can assume that it is valid. However, min ha'evid kachavim, if he bought it from a non-Jew, it depends further. Min ha'tagar kshera, min ha'hegid psula. If he bought it from a merchant, he can assume they are valid, because we assume that the non-Jewish merchant bought it from a Jewish person. But if he bought it from a private individual, they're considered invalid because we suspect the non-Jew dyed the wool himself for other purposes, and so it is shalei lishma, and it is possible. The Braisa adds, Va'ava bisha amru inod mershar limkar talis mitziyatis lo'evi kachavim achayatir tzitziyaseha. Even though it is forbidden to sell it to a non-Jew, a garment with the tzitzis attached, we assume that the non-Jewish merchant would not risk his reputation by selling counterfeit items and did indeed purchase valid tzitzis from a Jew. The Gemara explains two possible reasons for this prohibition to sell to a non-Jew a garment with the tzitzis attached. Mishum zayna, a Jewish zayna may sin with a non-Jew assuming he is Jewish. Shemi yislavi may bederach v'yargeno, a Jew might agree to travel in the company of the non-Jew, thereby risking his life. The Gemara now discusses who is obligated in the mitzvah of tzitzis and cites a braisa. Hakol chayav mitzitzis kahanim levim yisraelim. All Jews are obligated in the mitzvah of tzitzis, kahanim, levim, and yisraelim. The Gemara explains that the braisa needs to mention kahanim because we might think that they are exempt since the pasuk says, leisil b'shatnes tzemer pishtim yachtav gedilim tasloch. Writing the mitzvah of tzitzis immediately following the prohibition of klayim. Therefore, we might think, hani kahanim, hol v'ishtri klayim legabayu lo lechayvu. Since kahanim are permitted to wear klayim in the Big Tikkuna, they're not obligated in tzitzis either. Therefore, the braisa teaches us that they are obligated in tzitzis because nehi dishtar b'idna avoyda b'leidna avoyda lo yishtri. They're forbidden to wear klayim at any other time except while performing the avoyda. Therefore, they are bound by the is of klayim, and so they are also obligated in the mitzvah of tzitzis. Furthermore, the braisa continues, gerim noshim avadim, converts, women, and slaves are also obligated in the mitzvah of tzitzis. However, Reb Shimon holds that women are exempt from tzitzis because mitzvah saseshas mangaramahu benoshim beturas. It is a time-bound mitzvah since tzitzis are only worn during the day and women are exempt from old time-bound mitzvahs. The Gemara cites a braisa that explains the machlekes. The pasuk says, "Ruisim oisa, you should see the tzitzis." And so we expound, "Pratlixus laila, a garment meant to be worn at night is exempt." On the other hand, the pasuk says, "Asher techasaba," which implies that all garments are obligated, including ksus summa. The garment of a blind person is obligated even though he cannot see it. The Gemara explains the difference as follows. Marba niksus summa sheyesh nebriya itzlacherim. Umaitza niksus laila sheyesh nebriya itzlacherim. It's reasonable to include the garment of a blind person since others can see it, and to exclude garments at night when no one can see it. Therefore, the machlikas Reb Shimon Rabban is as follows. Reb Shimon holds that laila loves man tzitzis. Therefore, tzitzis is a mitzvah saseshes man geramahu, v'nashem beturis. And the Rabban hold that Laila's man tzitzis, therefore tzitzis is a mitzvah saseh shaloyz man grama, v'noshim chayavis. The Gemara cites an alternate exposition of the words asher techasaba. The pasuk says, al arba kamfas kesusra, and we expound, arba v'le shalosh. This excludes a three-cornered garment, while asher techasaba, hari balas chamesh amer. The inclusionary phrase refers to all garments, even a five-cornered garment. The Gemara explains that it is reasonable to expound the psukim in this way, because yesh b'chlal chomesh arba, veim b'chlal sholish arba. A five-corner garment contains the four obligatory corners, while a three-corner garment is lacking one corner. The Gemara now cites several braises that offer other expositions of the phrase re'isim oisa, you should see the tzitzis, and uzchartem, you should remember. Re'ei mitzvah zu, v'zchar mitzvah cheres hatzlu yiboy, ve'ezoi zu, zu krishma. You should see this mitzvah, and thereby remember another mitzvah, the mitzvah of Krishma, as the Mishnah Masechtas Bracha says, Me'imisai karin ashma b'shachris, m'shayakim and tcheles l'lavan. One can recite Krishma in the morning once he can distinguish between the white threads and the tcheles threads. Re'ei mitzvah zu, v'zchor mitzvah acheres hasmuchala, ve'ezo zu, zu mitzvah klayim. You should see this mitzvah, remember the mitzvah that immediately precedes it. This is the Is of Shatnes, as the pasuk states, Le'isil b'shatnes semer pishtim yachtav, and immediately afterwards, gedilim taslach. You should see the tzitzis and remember all the mitzvahs. When one is obligated in this mitzvah, one is also obligated in most other mitzvahs. And the Gemara explains, Reb Shimon hidomer mitzvah seseches manga ramahi. This is the opinion of Reb Shimon that one is only obligated in tzitzis during the day. Therefore, every morning he becomes obligated in the mitzvah of tzitzis as well in most other mitzvahs. You should see the tzitzis and remember all the mitzvahs. This teaches us the mitzvah of tzitzis is equivalent to all the other mitzvahs. And this is where we have the well-known Rashi, the tzitzis begematria tof resh, the heik sharm, v'ches chutin harei taryag. You should see the tzitzis, remember the mitzvahs, and perform them. Re'iya mevil de zechira, zechira mevil de asiya. Seeing causes one to remember, which in turn leads one to perform them. The Gemara describes the importance of tzitzis. Chaviven Yisrael shesivan HaKadosh Baruch Hu b'mitzis. The Yidden are beloved, and so Hashem surrounded them with many mitzvahs. Tefillin b'rishayin, b'tefillin b'zereisayin, b'tzitzis b'bigdayin, u'mezuzah l'pischayin. Tefillin on their heads and arms, tzitzis on their garments, and the mezuzah on their doorways. David HaMelech referred to these seven components when he said, Sheva b'yim hilal ticha on mishpatei tzidkecha. The two tefillin, the four tzitzis, and the mezuzah. Furthermore, kol sheish le'tfilin b'reishu b'tfilin b'zrayu b'tzitzis b'bigde mezuzah b'pischay, hakol b'chizik sh'leyechta. When one fulfills these three mitzvahs, it is presumed that he will not sin. As the pasuk says, v'achut ha'mashulash le'b'meir yinotek, a three-ply rope will not easily be broken. The Gemara adds, man eshtana tcheles mekol minit tzevoinen. Why do we dye the threads with tcheles? M'mnei sha tcheles doy meliyan, v'yam doy melirikiyah, v'rikiyah l'kisa ha'kavit. It is because this dye is similar to the sea, which is similar to the sky, which is reminiscent of the heavenly throne. The Gemara explains the relative punishments for neglecting the different aspects of the mitzvah of tzitzis. Gadol anshe shalavan yisim anshe shal tcheles. The punishment for not wearing lavan is greater than for not wearing tcheles. Mashal ma'adav adaymer le'melech basav adam sh'amal l'shnei avadav le'echer amar hava l'chaisim shal tit u'le'echer amar hava l'chaisim shal zav u'pashur sh'neim le'hiviyu. This is comparable to a king that commanded one servant to bring him a seal of clay, another servant to bring him a seal of gold, and both were negligent and did not bring it. The one who had the easier task of obtaining a seal of clay is held more accountable. Similarly, since lavan is more readily available than tcheles, the punishment for not wearing it is more severe.